Where is that? There's a P, Oz Bechil Kippur. Is that the further? That's a Machti Uyamti. Uyamti Bechil Kippur. You know, where's your Machzer? It's over there, right? Get that Machzer over there. Yeah. You know, the one that you gave me over there. The one you lent me, it's right by my place over there. Yeah, thanks. Okay. Now, the only problem with this thing is, the problem is the pages are like hard to separate. Because they're that golden... yeah. Here it is, the first one. I don't know. No, no. Uyamti Bechil Kippur, Be'usa Becheshbon Asafor.
Where is it?
It's the first, it's Shachris Liyom Alash Shel Sukkos. Why wouldn't this one have it? But they're not consistent.
No, because this one, you guys give me a period that's a good one.
This one doesn't have it.
They won't put it in there.
They won't put it in there. No, it's funny that. No, it's a funny thing because this one they. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's got it. They got it. Uyamti Bechil Kippur. Okay, do I have to put anything on or just goes by
itself? It's all running.
Okay, Uyamti Bechil Kippur Be'usa Becheshbon Asafor. So that means he was afraid of the. He became frightened with the fear, the awe of Yom Kippur, and Be'usa is also scared. Becheshbon Asafor, with the cheshbon of the cheshbon of the averis connected the zchuyos, but galti kehutzdak pur. So he ties in the simcha of the chag is tied into the fact that the hutzdak pur that we came out of Yom Kippur tzaddikim b'din, you know. So the question is, I mean, how do you know you came out tzaddik b'din? And also the whole idea that you have that you dress nice malbushim. Not like a melech bas v'adam, not like a shofei bas v'adam, but where batuach bedin, that whole concept of batuach bedin and galti behutzak pur is only betzibur. It's only betzibur. A yachid can't say that. How can a yachid say that? It's impossible. It's ridiculous. Like a game. I mean, he assumes that he was nesadik bedin. I mean, how does he know? A yachid doesn't know. The tzibur is guaranteed for the tzibur because he's got Yom Kippur is mechaper. Yeah, suit after Yom Kippur. That's the minute. Yeah, that's what. What do you mean? But the yachid only insofar as he partakes of the tzibur. It's not the yachid insofar as his din yachid. So far as he's mishtatef in the din of the tzibur. So the simcha is that there's a yachid in terms of a component of the tzibur. So that yachid is sameach b'din, is batuach b'din. And but the Python ties in the simchas regel with the fact that he was nistarik b'din and Yom Kippur. Galti b'ustavu, but that's only the only possible for a tzibur. You can't say there's no guarantee for a yachid. Yachid is not guaranteed. So you see that the whole chag really revolves around the tzibur. We're talking about that. That the essence of the of all the tefillos, I mean, are really tefillos of the tzibur. They don't satisfy the desires of the yachid. The tefillos weren't really niskan that way. They weren't formulated that way. So you can tell from the formulation of the tefillos, really, that it's essentially tzibur that it's concerned with. Now, Gazaron raised the question of the nature of the person's das on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. But the tefillos really, most people go for themselves. I mean, well, like I mentioned, like the Mashiach in Lakewood said. that for most people it's panasa and health and gesund and health, but the tefillahs don't really manifest such a concept. I mean, all the concepts in the tefillahs are really are for the world. Is really for the world and for the tzibor. That's really, it's not really the desires that the yachid is looking for personal. Very little in the tefillahs, practically nothing. In the original tefillahs, Anshik Nesak Goli, you have nothing. It's all tzibor. It's all Amdinas Bayam. It's all the. It's true. It does mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maven Maisei Kol Yochid, but that's in terms of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his omniscience, Atazocha. But it doesn't really cater to the to what most people are looking for. The Tefillahs do not cater to that at all. And even the piyutim don't Yimloch Hashem Li'olam Melech Elyon. Maisei Lekenu. I mean, all these things are really for tzibor. All tzibor. It's all tzibor. I mean, that's the amazing thing about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is really involved in the tzibor. Essentially involved in the tzibor. It's a different level. The tefillahs display a completely different level than the one that a person naturally is, his emotions are looking for. Yeah. Which one is that? Nisan HaTokev, but first of all, Nisan HaTokev really is for the tzibor also. It's called boy Olam Yavon Lefanav named Maron Ushuvo Tefilas Dagam Avrinus Rag Zera. That's the end of the Nisan HaTokev. So I mean, it's really tzibur also, but it touches on the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's true. But that's not even. It's true. But that's all in terms of the Kedushas Hayom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevin L'chol Masayim and he's in Kol Boi Olam Yevon L'fanecha Kivnei Mar. That's true. But in the Tefillah, you're not mispalel there for yourself that you shouldn't be B'mayim B'Eish. You're just mentioning this is the way it is. But the real Tefillah that a person is looking for is not even in the Nisan HaTokev is not there.
Besides in the end of it.
The Nisan HaTokev is much later. The Sfarim don't even have the Nisan HaTokev.
But they get you out of that anyway in the end, because in the end it's Adam Yisodomayafar, Yisodomayafar.
Yeah,
I understand. The fact that it concludes that is to get you out of the mindset of
things. Yeah. I mean, Nisan HaTokev does not really have a tefillah that the Yachar is looking for. Even in Nisan HaTokev doesn't have it. Comes closest to it, but does not have it.
Let's say you have a good majority of them have wrong ideas. So there's a guarantee?
The Yom Kippur is Machaper, Yom Kippur is Omoh. Every Yom Kippur is Machaper. I mean, that's... It's mechaper. I mean, on what level? I don't know. But every Yom Kippur is mechaper.
No, so that's the point. It's like when it says bonfire.
Where it says what?
Bonfire.
Right. Im kibonim, im kavodim.
Yeah.
The Ereshes of Hosena.
I know, but so you're saying
it's funny. Yeah.
We are children, but not an individual.
Right. I mean, it's Tzibor.
It's a group.
Tzibor. Bonim atam l'Hashem alakechem. Banamatan Shem Lekecha means the whole Tzibor, Klal Yisrael. It's the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Yeah.
It's an interesting
concept. Yeah, but the reason why you say Bonim is because the Pasuk says, Kashe Yasser Ish Es Beno Ara Shem Lekecha Miyasreka. So it means that it's that Akash Baruch Hu is an Ava. There's an Ava for Klal Yisrael. And the Yisurin are really to guide the Klal and Tzibor in the right direction. That's really the idea of Bonim. It's not the term has a meaning, there's a formula to the term. It's not just, you can't just put any emotion you have into the word. I mean, yeah. Individual.
He doesn't care about
right.
The whole family. The whole
Tzibor. That's correct. They want it themselves. The individual. Yeah. And over here. That's correct. Yeah. But really, it's the it's a certain need for the self, which is a completely different thing. The tefillahs don't really satisfy that need. Which is an amazing thing in itself. I mean, when you just think about that. That the tefillahs were set up like that. I mean, it shows you there's a deeper idea there, completely deeper idea, different. So anyway, so yeah. So what else we mentioned? We mentioned the Al-Khaits, that originally there were six, right? Originally there was, the Ram had six categories. Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ones, Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ratzon, Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Be'Shogeg, Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'Zadon, and Be'Goli Ba'Sasa. There were only six. And then the Rav Amram Goyen added Be'Yodim Uvelo Yodim. But then they got away from that, and it seems, that on the surface, it would seem like they were Megareah, because they took Al-Khait, instead of taking Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ones, and Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ratzon, they put it into one. Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ones U'Baratzon. And why didn't they leave it at least, each one deserves its own Al-Khait, you see? So they changed it. I mean, but they changed it. They put two together. Why should they do that? There's a, it goes by Aleph Beis in the ones, but they should have put the on the Reish. Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ratzon. But we answered that by saying that originally each one was there to remind the person of those, it was the nature of the Chait that was mentioned. Ones, Ratzon, Golui, Saser, Zodon, Shgaga, Yodim, Lo Yodim. So it was the nature of the Asiyas Achei was mentioned. So the person should reflect on each one, his own Chatayim, and Bichaz B'Tshuva. But apparently that wasn't working. The Tzibur wasn't picking up on it. So what they did was, they brought in particular Chatayim, which happened to be very relevant and really reaches the person. But the reason why they did it was because the other system wasn't working. So they introduced the system of Aleph through Tav. Aleph through Tav means we were over everything. And they gave specifics to remind the person of specific Chatayim. They helped the person out. I mean, they helped them out and with the specifics. And the whole thing was supposed to lead to Tshuva if they're all the long Al-Khaits. Originally it was supposed to be each one was telling you how you did the Maisa Avera, and you're supposed to think into each one and think of your own Chatayim and Bichaz B'Tshuva. But that didn't work. The Tzibur apparently wasn't up to it. So they introduced a different system which catered to the Tzibur, a Tzibur that's not as energetic about it. So what they did was they created the whole system of Al-Khaits from Aleph to Tav to remind the person of Ram does. Yeah, but originally it was no way. As a matter of fact, the and you gotta check. Gotta check the Yav Kapachs over here. I don't know. But Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ones, Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'ratzon, Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'goli, Al-Khait Shechatanof Necha Ba'das, remember? I don't know. I gotta check this out. I know originally it was six. Originally it was definitely six. Originally it was six. What?
Like I did later on.
I came later on. Yeah. What's that? I don't know. Originally it was six, and Ram Goyen had seven. And the Taimonim still have six. Taimonim still have the original Minig.
Howard, you have the Kapach? Rabbi Bald?
Yes.
Do you have the Kapach?
Yes.
Would you mind looking up the...
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? Okay.
No, it doesn't matter. Originally it was six. Originally it was six on the... I don't know what point they added. Maybe in Ram's time they started to add already. But the Taimonim still have the old six. Okay. That's definitely the original. Okay. All right. What's that?
Is that
Karasachet? Hashem is a Karasachet. Yeah.